This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Kaiser Health poll finds that 71% of the public wants the President and Congress to do what they can to make the Affordable Care Act work. 66% believe that they should pass legislation to stabilize the health care markets, and 60% think that Congress should guarantee funds to contain the payments to help stabilize the insurance markets. The actress Rose McGowan, a victim of Hollywood hotshot Harvey Weinstein, posted a series of tweets suggesting that entertainment and media executives had helped cover up allegations of sexual harassment abuse by the mogul, and Twitter shut down her account. After the hashtag Women Boycott Twitter started trending, Twitter reactivated her account, and then, in an unsurprising apology, the head of Twitter said they needed to be more transparent, whatever that means. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL quarterback, whose example had led protests by other players around racial injustice and police brutality, formally filed a grievance against the NFL based on all of the teams blackballing him from being hired this year despite his record. 13 nonprofit groups and unions will meet with officials at the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service to protest a petition from the National Chicken Council that would eliminate line speed limits for certain poultry plants. Harvey Weinstein and the sex abuse scandal has now been ousted from the Motion Picture Academy and the Producers Academy. Women continue to come forward, and many see this as a watershed moment. Despite Trump's attack on protesting players in the NFL, teams like the Green Bay Packers continued to lock arms. Some San Francisco 49ers knelt during the anthem. Three Miami Dolphins stayed off the field during the song, and the New Orleans Saints knelt before the anthem. In Venezuela elections, candidates along with the president won at least 17 state races, some by wide margins. Opposition candidates took only five. They even lost in states they were considered overwhelmingly pro-opposition. In looking at the Trump proposals, the Tax Policy Center assumes an even more generous expansion of the regular child care credit, say tripling it to $3,000 per child, would help lower and middle-income filers only somewhat more than under the Tax Policy Center's assumptions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.